Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. In today's show, I will talk with Scott Passmore in the first half hour. Scott will be talking about the recently erected monument in Lenoxville, which honors the volunteer Lenoxville firefighters. They were active in Lenoxville from around 1883 up into 2019. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with Liz Dunn, the founder and manager of Boutique LD in Lenoxville. It's a gently used clothing store for women. This year, Liz is the recipient of the award for outstanding achievement in business development for the borough of Lenoxville. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. So let's start the show with some music. This song is called He's a Firefighter, and it's performed by Bill Romer. We will hear the interview with Scott Passmore right after the song, so please stay tuned.
His hands reached out through the smoke, an answer to a prayer. The flames were high, it was hard to breathe. He said, let's get you on out of here. He wrapped her in a blanket. He said, it's gonna be alright. Your kids are safe, we saved your home, and you'll be back for tomorrow night. It's more than a uniform, it's more than a J-O-B. It's an oath he honors every day to protect anyone in need. He's a dad, he's a son, he's a man that I admire. He's my friend, he's a firefighter. Days on and one day off, only 10% contained. He's got a 50-pound hose on his back, and there's zero chance of rain. It's hard to recognize him, so much soot on his unshaved face. But you never hear him complaining, it's his purpose, it's his faith. More than a uniform, it's more than a J-O-B. To hold the honors every day to protect anyone in need. He's a dad, he's a son, he's a man that I admire. He's my friend, he's a firefighter. To meet him, says, come on, Dad, let's play. More than a uniform, it's more than a J-O-B. It's an oath he honors every day to protect anyone in need. He's a dad, he's a son, he's a man that I admire. He's my friend, he's a firefighter.
Today on the show, we're taking a moment to honor some true hometown heroes, the volunteer firefighters of Lenoxville. From 1883 all the way to 2019, these men and women served not only as first responders, but as community builders, raising funds, helping with local theater productions, and training the next generation. Now their legacy is set in stone, literally, with a beautiful new granite monument created by a local business and engraved with the names of every firefighter who served. Joining us to talk about this powerful tribute and the rich history behind it is Scott Passmore, who was closely involved with the project. And today I'm very pleased to welcome Scott Passmore to the Townships at 12. Now, Scott is a former Lenoxville firefighter, a volunteer Lenoxville firefighter, and he's been instrumental, I guess, on working on the monument that was unveiled last Saturday, the 3rd of May, to commemorate the volunteer firefighters in Lenoxville. So congratulations on the monument, Scott. Can you tell us about the inspiration behind this monument? How did the idea come about?
The whole idea started back in, I guess, around 2017. It really wasn't me. It was George Bolio, our former fire chief, and Terry Beattie, who were longtime firefighters, and Jeremy Nab as well, that had the original idea, that proposed it to the association and then to the city. And then from them, that's where it all took off. But then with delays from the city and COVID and stuff, actually make it to production this winter and then get installed this spring, and then the final unveiling last weekend.
Okay, that's great that it finally got off. Why do you think it's important to honor the Lenoxville volunteer firefighters with a permanent monument?
Well, the guys, especially way back when they did it for absolutely no money and very, rudimentary equipment and stuff like that, the guys really gave a lot of their own time. And in certain cases, guys actually bought some of the things themselves so that they could, do their jobs better. So, I didn't go live through that. I did a lot of fundraising when I was in Lenoxville, but it wasn't horse and buggies and hand pumps and such. So it was, much more modern by the time I joined, but it was still, fundraising was a big part of what we did down there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were a firefighter for how many years, Scott?
In Lenoxville, it was about 12, and then I got on the job full-time. So that's my original job, so full-time firefighter city now. So, because after the mergers, they gave us the chance for anybody who wanted to do the courses and then apply for a job in the city. And that's what I did. And I made it through. I've been with the city for about 17 years now, I guess, full time. So once I joined full time the city, I wasn't allowed to stay as a volunteer in Lenoxville. They made me stop. So.
Okay. Now, the volunteer Lenoxville firefighters, they date back from 1883, I think.
Yeah, there's some debate on that. Some people have said it was 1874 and 1883, but sometime around there. I believe there was a fire in Lenoxville that destroyed most of the downtown around that time, and that was the push to get them to start a fire department. And then it was all based out of the basement of the town hall, like the actual borough office now. And then eventually a garage was built out back, and then that became the town garage. And in the early 70s, the fire station that everybody knew in downtown Lenoxville was built, and then expanded to include the community center, and that's where they stayed until they closed back in 2019.
Okay, 2019. So that's quite a few years, okay. They did a lot more than firefighting, too. Could you name a few other things they were involved in?
Well, way back, it was when the Lenoxville Players used to put on plays on the Centennial Theater. The firemen used to build sets, and they worked as ushers and selling tickets and such, all with the goal of as a fundraiser for the department. And then, the Tombola, which was way back in the 70s, early 80s in Lenoxville, they used to run they were always part of the parade, obviously. And then there was a small train that they had that was set up at the Optimist Park, and they ran the games, and they had the big tent with the bingo and stuff like that, all with fundraising involved. They did that, and then that stopped, and then Friendship Day came about, and we used to do, once again, the parade, and then we did that canteen all day long up at the front school where we would sell hot dogs and such. And then, we did a barbecue supper at the fire station, and then the following morning, on the Sunday morning, we did a brunch. So the guys did, put in an incredible amount of hours there to raise money. And we used to do a spring dance as well years ago to raise money. There was always something going on, garage sales. We always did something to try and come up with something new to raise more money.
Mm-hmm. And you raised money for the equipment?
Yeah, we bought a rescue truck. All the jaws of life, which Lenoxville had, were all paid for by the association. We bought air packs, breathing apparatus, we're going to call them. We bought flashlights. So we bought all kinds of things for our job as firemen. And we also helped out families that maybe had a fire or something like that. We were always, ready to donate money to causes like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any stories that stand out from your time as a firefighter in Lenoxville?
Well, I'd say it's just the friendships I made. A lot of the guys I knew beforehand, before I started, and then, just the friendships. These guys are all, they're all like brothers to me, basically, some younger than me, some older than me. And they still, you know, some of them are still my best friends. And on the weekend, it was great to see a lot of these guys. It's, some of them I haven't seen in quite a while, but it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, the camaraderie was really good back, you know. It still isn't my job at the fire department, but back then, as you know, as a group of fellows, it was, you know, the camaraderie was really, really exceptional.
Okay. Can you describe the monument itself? What does it look like and where is it located?
Well, it's called the Civic Park. It's between, like, on the right-hand side of the town hall, between the borough office, rather, and, like, Pizzaville, right on Queen Street and in Lenoxville. And it's one solid block of Berry Gray granite, because it came from Berry, Vermont. That's where the quarry is, the Rock of Ages. And onto that is glued three of the sides, there's black granite panels, and granite is actually African. And on those panels, it's either later engraved or sandblasted, all the etchings of the pictures, the old logos, the pictures, the old trucks and stuff. And then the names of all the guys are on the front face of Queen Street, of all the names of the guys we could find. And we're still, if somebody comes up with us and says, well, my, you know, great grandfather or something was on the fire department, and we can prove it, well, then we'll get the names added to the list. But so there's an axe on one side, a helmet on the other, and on the top of the monument is a replica of the old siren that was on the top of the town hall when they used to call out the fire alarm with a siren like that. So there's a smaller version of that on the top. So it's really nice. It's not over, you know, it doesn't take up too much room, but they did a really nice job to pay tribute to the volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And this is the granite business up around the Stansted region?
Yep, it was from Rock of Ages out in Stansted. It was all made right there. The granite work was all, every single bit of it was done there. Brian Wilson, who's actually a Lenoxville guy who works for the Rock of Ages, he did all the design work and coordinated all the construction of that and the delivery, the installation. He took care of all that for us.
Okay, that's really nice. How were the names gathered and verified? That must have been quite a job in itself.
Well, once we had the idea of this back in 2017, you know, those few guys got together and everybody had a list of firemen from back in the time, and we brainstormed and everybody came up with lists and we compiled the names, and obviously the same names were getting mentioned again and again and again by all the members, but it's to find the ones from years ago. That was the tough part. And George Boyle had lists going way back, and he talked to certain people in town who knew, you know, that were there a lot much before, earlier than we were. So we were able to get as many as possible. But I'm sure there's some missing, and there's just, you know, how am I going to go back and find somebody from 1880 something? You know, it's very difficult. His records weren't kept. There was, you know, they weren't really technically city employees or anything. So, you know, nobody really knows. It's not like today where when I joined the fire department, it had to be approved by council. My name was written down all over the place. So the guys for the last 20, 30 years, it was the first 100 years, it was very difficult to find names.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think the monument means to the families of the firefighters and to the community at large?
Well, I think it's like a final thank you to all the guys, because obviously the volunteers are not there anymore. That was, you know, taken over by the city, by a full-time fire department about 6 years ago. So it's the way to, like, one final thank you, and it'll be there forever. You know, people can, you know, my grandkids are going to be able to walk by that someday and see that, you know, I was a volunteer. My younger brother was a volunteer at one time, and the other names that are on it as well. So it's a very fitting tribute, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few names on it. About how many do you know?
Oh, God. I really should have checked that before speaking with you. I couldn't. Yeah, there's got to be probably 150 names on it or so. Because some of the names, the guys were there for, you know, George Boyle was there for 40 years. George Martel was there 40 plus years. Terry Beattie had to have been close to 40 years. You know, got some guys stayed for decades. So, it's, you know, in that case, there's not that many. You know, there wasn't a lot of change over certain years. And then, you know, when I was there, there was guys when I joined almost 30 years ago that were still there when the station closed. So, you know, the turnover rate wasn't nearly as high as you would see in some volunteer groups.
Any emotional moments during the unveiling ceremony last Saturday?
Well, I don't know if I'd use emotional. I'm not a real, you know, showing my emotions kind of person to start with. But it was really nice to see guys that, you know, one guy, Ray Bernard from Toronto, he played football at Bishop's. You know, and he was here. He was on the fire department back in the very early 90s, and he came down from Toronto. My younger brother came down from Calgary. There was, you know, people from all over the townships and stuff. It was just nice to see that everybody made an effort to come out and see the monument and and then, you know, and visit with everyone. It was really nice.
From what I've heard, there were quite a few people that came out. How do you hope this monument will be used as a place for reflection, education, or celebration?
Well, hopefully, you know, maybe not celebration, but hopefully people will walk by and stop and take a look. And, you know, just like every other monument for any group, or, you know, I don't want to compare us to the war memorial, because obviously what we did doesn't, you know, it pales in comparison to what those guys did going overseas. But it was still, if people can realize that back at some point before the city of Sherbrooke took over, you know, Lennoxville managed on its own, and for, you know, not a whole lot of money for a great deal, a great number of years, they had a fire department. It was very, very effective. We did a, you know, I find we did a really good job, because I've seen, you know, having been a volunteer and having been a full-time fireman, I can see how things work, and you know, we had nothing to be ashamed of, that's for sure.
Is there a small space in the town hall that's also has some memorabilia from the Lennoxville volunteer firefighters?
Well, there's a few pictures, I know, in one of the conference rooms upstairs of us from years ago, and there's little plaques of things that we had done over there, from the train derailment and stuff, where there was some awards given, and those are hanging in the borough office. But there's not like an actual wall, per se, of things for us, that's for sure.
Anything we left out, Scott, that you'd like to add?
No, I think we've pretty well covered it.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks very much, Scott Passmore. And we've been talking about the monument, the recent monument that went up in the borough of Lennoxville to commemorate the Lennoxville Volunteer Firefighters. So thanks again, and all the best.
Thank you very much. Have a super day.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. The Lennoxville United Church, they have a rummage sale coming up, and that happens on Thursday, May 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Friday, May 9th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday, May 10th, $7 bag sale from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Now, if you're cleaning out your closets right now, they are accepting donations from Monday to Friday mornings for this event from 9 a.m. until noon, and no furniture, please. And coming up at the HUT, ANAF Unit 318, there's a delicious Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 11th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Bring mom and they will do the dishes. Also coming up at the HUT, the ANAF, it's a dance with Sydney Aulis, Sunday, May 11th, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m., $10 at the door. Everybody 18 years and over is welcome. Also, there's a dance coming up with Slightly Haggard at the HUT. That happens on Saturday, May 24th, 8 p.m. Everybody 18 years old and over is welcome. There's a rock and roll dance party coming up with a band called the Random Chance Band. That happens on May 10th at the Sutton Legion, located at 2 Curly Street in Sutton. The dance begins at 8 o'clock. Tickets are only $20. You can get them at the door. And all profits will go to the Opti Ski Program. There will also be a silent auction. You can get tickets at the door or reserve them by calling John Holly, 450-538-5452. There's another event coming up at the Black Cat Bookstore in Lennoxville. Saturday, May 17th from 2 to 4 p.m., Black Cat Books, located at 168 E Queen Street in Lennoxville, is hosting graphic novelist Jeff McIntyre for a new chapter launch and book signing event. In addition to writing and illustrating graphic novels, McIntyre's long format features have been nationally syndicated in newspapers across Canada, including publications like the Montreal Gazette, Ottawa Citizen, Calgary Herald, Vancouver Province Sun, Edmonton Journal, Victoria Times columnist, and many more. His work has been widely recognized by Canadian Geographic magazine, CBC, CTV, Rogers, and numerous newspapers and magazines, including our own Township Sun. McIntyre's graphic novel series, Salmon Run, is a compelling rock and roll road story about being on the run to shake off and outpace the wolves that hunt mental health. The story continues on May 17th at Black Cat Books with a special release on the fourth chapter in the adult graphic novel series. Mark your calendars, everybody. June 7th, it's a Saturday, and it is Friendship Day 2025 in Lennoxville. The fun starts at 10 a.m. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Scott Passmore, for talking to us about the newly erected monument in Lennoxville. It's a commemoration to the Lennoxville Volunteer Firefighters from 1883 to 2019. It's a really beautiful monument. I encourage everybody to come out and look at it. In part two of today's show, I will be talking with Liz Dunn, founder and owner of Boutique LD in Lennoxville. Liz is the recipient of the Outstanding Achievement Award in Business Development for the Borough of Lennoxville this year. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from one of our sponsors, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. We will close part one of today's show with a song called The Firefighter Song, and it's by Paul Cummings. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships.
That old alarm was sounding, and he knew he'd have to go. But all he could think about were his little girls at home. He signed on to this job, yeah, to help the ones in need. But every time he ran into that fire, he knew he might not leave. He doesn't want any money for the things he trained to do. He helps the ones in need, and he sees the whole job through. Well aware of the cost that it takes to save a life. Well, that doesn't matter to the man he is inside. Yeah, we all need to sing that firefighter song. When that man pulled up on scene, all he heard were those kids screaming. He ran right through the front door to save a few young dreams. A few moments later, well, that house it had collapsed. He'd never go back home again to hang out with his kids. He didn't want any money for the things he trained to do. He helped the ones in need, and he saw the whole job through. Well aware of the cost that it takes to save a life. Well, that didn't matter when the family was inside. Yeah, we all need to sing that firefighter song. Firefighters gone.